like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All right, let's go. We've got a lot to get to. The guesting today is as follows. Brett Ciancia, bottom of the hour. He is with Pick Six Previews. Look forward to that. Blake Ruffino, down in Louisiana. We'll go down to him and hang out a little bit. Top of hour number two. And Berg, Josh Newberg with us. I tried to get Catch, but I haven't heard back. Now, Catch doesn't check his messages a lot, and that might be a reason. Sometimes I will message him the day before when I want him, and then during the show he'll see it, and he'll send me a message back. Maybe that happens, but right now he's a no-go. I have not heard back from Jeff Ketchum from Orange Bloods, but if so, he will be good. He is down there in the ATX, Austin, Texas, and he is, when we get him, always outstanding. If you would like to get in today, and I would assume today's show is going to be something else because we are in the craziest atmosphere ever for college football. I thought 2010, that stretch, that summer stretch with the expansion scare was pretty crazy. That was nothing compared to this. It is unbelievable where we're at right now. 615-844-5600 and on Twitter at Bill is King if you want to email the show. BillIsKing7@gmail.com. That's how you can get in. You know the news. I'm not breaking any new news to you today unless you just got out of a coma. I hope that's not the case. But something that I hoped wouldn't happen. I really hoped on Tuesday that the Big Ten with no leadership, no leadership at all. We keep hearing how smart the Big Ten schools are. And they have no leadership at all at the top from the commissioner's office. They are led by a blithering idiot in Kevin Warren. I hoped on Tuesday that they would announce, we're going to push this back a little bit and continue to monitor, but we're in the moment moving forward. Didn't do that. Voted to cancel football. I got to admit, I was shocked. I thought we had bought some time there, and apparently not. Apparently not. So the Big Ten has voted, the presidents, to cancel football. They hold this carrot out about spring football, which is also a joke. Spring football, y'all, is a joke. It's just maybe a little nugget to appease for the moment, but it's laughable where we're at right now. And you know the Pac-12. The Pac-12 is even more pathetic. The Pac-12 has no leadership. And they were just going to do what the Big Ten's going to do. And shortly thereafter, they canceled too. That was predicted. That was easily predicted. The Pac-12 might as well just give up. The Pac-12 might as well just let their states crack off into the Pacific Ocean. That's where we're at with that joke of a league. They canceled too. On Tuesday. So we're down to three leagues that say they're continuing to move forward. Doesn't mean they'll play necessarily. It means they're in the moment going to stay the course. That would be the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12. We've got more teams now available than we have bowl slots. No, I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up. Nebraska, which keeps being defiant, and I'm glad they are, threatened basically by this idiot, Kevin Warren, saying they better not play a game or they're going to lose their Big Ten money. What Big Ten money? You're not playing football. I don't get that. Did you see that interview with Kevin Warren? Oh, my gosh. It is. Oh. Right now, the SEC and their buddies, the ACC and the Big 12, are winning the messaging game. They're destroying the others in the message game, killing them. The Pac-12 and the Big 10, I've told you this many years, but they share an umbilical cord dating back to many, many centuries ago. I'm exaggerating there, with their Rose Bowl agreement. And the Pac-12 is basically just a agreeable lapdog. That's all they are. And by the way, don't you dare try and tell me that this isn't political either. Don't you dare. It's very political. To say that I am thoroughly ticked off is the biggest understatement ever. I could not have dreamed of where we're at today. I could not have, the worst nightmare ever, I could not have thought. I've got a very, very, do you hear the voice just in? It's cracked a little bit. I've got a very active imagination. I couldn't have thought this up. I'd be lying to you if I told you I could have thought this up. But I couldn't have. So we'll see where the coming days and weeks lead us. Vol Nation on Twitter. Bill, do you think the Big Ten and the Pac-12 are trying to position themselves for the spring in some sort of new media deal, since currently there are no deals for the spring? Well, I don't know. I think they're just holding the spring carrot out just to appease whoever is foolish enough to follow along right now. That's all they're doing. I can tell you this, folks. First of all, anybody, and Urban Meyer said this on Tuesday's Right, anybody who is NFL eligible, it's not going to play in the spring. Why would you play two seasons in the span of a couple of months? And you want to talk about your health considerations, there's another joke. Football is a very dangerous sport. It's one of the reasons we like it. It's a collision sport. It's a heavy impact sport. And we like that. I'm not being critical by saying that. I'm saying that's one of the reasons we enjoy it. So if you're a Big Ten football player and you have pro aspirations, what's the point of playing in the spring? I can tell you right now, I am not setting my clock on a Saturday or whatever freaking day it is in the spring to watch football. It's not the same. It's not attractive. It's not a good look. It's not a good story. It's a joke is what it is. So, you seen all these tweets about Justin Fields? Hey, it's a Georgia kid. Georgia's already got, what, 18 transfer quarterbacks? Why not add another one? Go back home, young man. I don't see that happening, no. But I see him getting ready for the draft is what I see. But, wow. This is so crazy that at times today, I might just pause and it would be awkward. I'd just silence. That's how crazy this is. I might even struggle today when it comes to putting together the words for where we're at right now. I probably won't struggle, but if I do, please excuse me. Yeah, if I do, please excuse me. Wow. All right. Here's what we need to do. I know I've got a call or two or several to get to here. Guesting at the bottom of the hour, Brett Ciancia with us. Yeah, trying to get catch. I have not heard back from him. It was pretty early in the day. It was, well, mid-afternoon. And I sent him a message. Hey, catch, need you on the show. I know you don't get up early, so how about 8:30 Central? And I have not heard back. Maybe we hear back from Ketch. I really want to get him on today. He's got a unique perspective that he can offer us, but I have not gotten a reply. I'm sure he's busy, but we'll see. Brett Ciancia coming up from Pick Six Previews. Blake Ruffino down in the boot is waiting on us. We'll get him top of the hour, then Berg a little bit later, top of hour number three. 615-844-5600. We'll get the break right here. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The police working that non-injury accident there on Ashland City Highway at OHB. It's already starting to bog down at times here on 65 southbound as you approach Trinity Lane. Traffic's still looking good as far as really bad interstate accidents. Let's stay in the positive in that department this morning. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out online. PrincesHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It works out the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Scouts had to come up with a whole new star system just to classify him. It's Bill King.
Yeah, I did hit up to about that Urban Meyer video. He's doing an interview, and there's a presumed naked guy in the background just standing there. I mean, he won't get out of the picture. Now, again, it's only from the waist up, thank goodness. But what in the hell was that? If things couldn't get any unexplainable, what was that? I don't know. I don't have an explanation. I'm getting hit up. Round man, Bill. Can you please give me an explanation for the Urban Meyer video? I've got none. And then towards the end of that clip, Urban Meyer's trying to talk to, I guess, this dude saying, like, no. I don't even know what that means. Were they in a locker room or something else? I don't know. Yeah, today may be the biggest day ever where I do not have an explanation for you when it comes to items. Jim in Ramsey, New Jersey. What's up, Jim?
Bill, this is the perfect storm. When you got Barry Alvarez wants his players to have football-related activities for 20 hours a week, you have Nebraska flirting with their old girlfriend, the Big 12. There's just so many side stories. I don't know where to start.
I agree. Karen pointed this out earlier. Barry Alvarez says, the players, they'll get their 20-hour work weeks in. So that's comforting.
What's much player development, unless though you could look at it like, I guess everything's about perspective. It could be like, you know, how teams would go play in a crappy bowl just so you had almost like a whole nother spring practice You know, it's like a season within the season and a practice. You could extend it out. But, I mean, this, I hope Nebraska goes and plays in the Big 12 this year.
Well, I don't know the legal language there at all. I thought about this a lot yesterday once we got the official cancellation news. I don't know if there's any force majeure language in there which says a situation out of anybody's control, which is one we're in right now, a pandemic, where you could break free. Because you got to remember, during the 2010, 10 years ago, ironic there, 10 years ago, the expansion scare, all the leagues but the SEC made all the teams sign those TV grant of rights documents, which says we own your TV rights. If you were to try and leave, go ahead, but your TV rights don't go with you, which makes you unattractive no matter who you are. I don't know if that stands in this time we're in or not. If it does, then Nebraska can't go and take their TV rights with them. See, that's the issue. And I don't know. I guess, Jim, as you and I know, anything is suable. But could you get something done in time to play other games? Because if Nebraska isn't TV money attractive, there's no reason to play them.
Yeah, that's where the gold is hidden. It's all in the TV money.
Right.
Hey, Bill, how do they have Larry Scott? He went from running women's tennis to running a college football conference off the Pac-12.
And making $5 million a year doing it.
He just seems so out of touch. He was like a history major at like Harvard and played tennis. And how he ended up running like one of the biggest athletic conferences in our country is, that's beyond me. And they're bleeding money all over the Pac-12. No one can keep the better players in state. They should get rid of him, you know, during this dead period. I'd go find somebody else. I mean, that's ridiculous. But you know what? Nebraska doesn't have the numbers with people with COVID-19. That could have been the Big Ten bubble right there. Send everyone there and do it like the NHL's playing. You know what? You want to think outside the box? That there were opportunities that they could have did something. I mean, the commissioner of the Big Ten, he's like an attorney, but I think he worked for the NFL. I think he has a very impressive resume, but, you know, when you're dealing with these state institutions, you're dealing with the governors and the politics that goes on in that state.
I believe Kevin Warren went to Notre Dame's law school, which is disappointing to me. But anyways, all right. Hey, Jim, be good out there, sir.
Hey, Bill, have a good one, my friend. We'll get through this, Bill. We'll get through this together.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. Black is next up. Welcome in, sir.
Talking about, dog, I won't get through this. I'm not getting through it. You see what I'm saying? And truthfully, I blame this on them damn folks over on the East Coast, dog. The ones over there at Rutgers, man. I don't know, man. It's just, dude. Oh, this is terrible, man. Hey, man. I think Ohio State needs to leave the Big Ten and join the SEC, man. Hey, listen, man. Hey, SEC.
Now, wait a minute. Black.
Let me beg, please.
We run a promo where you say you got to cut everything off.
Bill, will you stop? I'm trying to run my hand. SEC fans, regardless of that BS that Charlie spliced together of me saying negative things about you all, it's not true. I would love, absolutely love to be a part of your beautiful grouping of states and your conference, ACC, I would join you. Anything to get out of this miserable ass just sissy conference of the Big Ten, I would do anything. I would crawl. Well, no, I wouldn't do anything, but I would do nearly anything. I really just, oh my God, I wish Ohio State would join the SEC, man. I hate the Big Ten. I officially hate the Big Ten. What's the new commissioner's name? He can kiss my ass. Okay. Our president, the little broad they hired, can kiss our ass. Let me tell you something. Worst thing Ohio State ever did was getting rid of Gordon Gee, because Gordon Gee understood what mattered. What mattered, and that's Ohio State football. Look, he would have never allowed this to happen. But they go bring in the little pencil neck black dude from last time, whoever his name was, who gave Urban Meyer all the headaches, and then they go get this little broad. Hey man, listen, dog. Gordon Gee would have never let this happen. Now look. I'm just saying this. Penn State, Michigan got a whole and Ohio State got a whole bunch of juice, man. It would be a wonderful time to walk away from this conference and let Rutgers, who decide to have all the football players, to have a house party and everybody get sick on the damn team. That's what this happened from. Them undisciplined Jersey people. You see what I'm saying? So, look, dude, SEC, please just take my calls, man. Just hear me out, man. I'm about to call all of y'all. I'm sorry, and I don't know. Just hear me out, man. I'm out, Bill.
All right.
Hey, well, let me just say this to all my brethren in the South. Hey, man, I frankly don't give a damn about none of y'all, black, white, orange, green, and if I had my way, South, I would go get a pair of scissors and cut everything off the damn map from Ohio below and this east of Texas.
We beat your asses, boy. I'll let you, Bill. These boys are so lame, man.
You can't beat black. Don't even try. Don't even try. All right. Bottom of the hour break. I'm telling you, folks. We got 3 hours to do. We'll do it easily. That's not a problem. I've got no idea where this is going because I never dreamed we'd be in this situation. But here we are. We've got to deal with it. Coming right back. Brett Ciancia. Pick six previews. After that, Blake Ruffino. Going to be a good day. Regardless of all of this mess, we're going to make it work. Omni Nashville Hotel.
These boys are so lame, man.
Good morning. Wrapping up that accident there at Ashland Terrace at OHB. Starting to bog down here at 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Here comes some traffic now down I-40 eastbound there, passing Charlotte Pike out on the west side of town. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Are you struggling to feed your family? If your family gets free or reduced price school meals, you may qualify to receive money for groceries through the PEBT program. Visit TennesseeMeals.com or call 866-311-4287. The deadline is soon. That's TennesseeMeals.com, 866-311-4287. Brought to you by this station, the Tennessee Justice Center, and the Tennessee Department of Human Services.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
Pick six previews, joins us Wednesdays. Brett, I've done this for a long time. I've probably logged more college football words than any person in the history of the world when it comes to radio. And I never dreamed we would be in a situation where we are now.
Yeah, no, you hit it right on the head right there. It's a really sad day for college football, really sad day for college athletics. And thus the country. I mean, college athletics is uniquely an American thing. You know, I love the balance between the athletics and academics that we've struck the last 150 years. No one else has it. And I'd hate for this decision yesterday to impact that going forward long term.
What do you think the next couple of weeks will look like with a crystal ball you're looking at?
Well, you know, I think a couple weeks ago I said this on the show where I like the SEC's approach about delaying because this thing evolves day to day, week to week. We're going to know more about the virus 3 weeks from now than we do now. So that's a positive. Wait as long as you can to make the decision. I didn't like the rash decision making yesterday by the Big Ten. It didn't have to be decided here August 11th. You know, they could have pushed their start date back to late September like every other conference is doing. But the next 3 weeks was the question. I think that we'll continue to learn more. Hopefully cases go down. But I think that the SEC and ACC stick to their guns on this. I mean, and we could talk about this too, but I don't understand. But their medical experts say it's healthy. And the same experts said it was not healthy for the other two leagues. That could be some kind of crutch they're using. Who knows? But from all I'm hearing is that those conferences, the SEC and ACC, are going to move forward with football.
There's irony everywhere. Kevin Warren's son is a Mississippi State football player.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I haven't heard any statements about him pulling his son out of there because it was unsafe. So you have kind of a double standard there. Speaking of double standards, the Big Ten, they, you know, 13 of the 14, so every league except every school except for one in the Big Ten has their school open this year. And these aren't tiny, you know, 1,000-person schools. These are 30, 40, 50,000, 60,000 students on campus here, packing in the dorms, packing in dining halls, some lectures in person. So I don't understand why it'd be safe for 60,000 to cram in there. But the 85 scholarship football players that are being, you know, great medical facilities, tested three times a week, in the best shape of any student on campus, not safe for them. So, real quick, I saw the Big Ten said they're going to continue a 20-hour practice weeks. So why is it safe for 20 hours of practice and drills and workouts together, but you can't do the 3-hour game on Saturday? A lot of questions, Bill.
Brett Ciancia with us from Pick Six Previews. We also now, we've got three, and not that these three leagues are the only leagues that occupy bowl spots, but we have more teams than we have bowls right now. It's going to be, I don't even know, is the bowl season even something that's doable?
Yeah, that's tough because I think right now there's 77 teams left and, like you said, about 80.
Yeah, but more bowls. So, yeah, more bowls. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what you do with that. I mean, maybe cancel some of the bowls. Maybe just every team gets one. I have no idea. I think if we get to bowl season, that would be a win. I mean, that would have meant we got through the bulk of the season here and teams are relatively healthy. So that'd be a great problem to have once we hit December, January. I always look back to historical seasons to try and gain perspective on the current times. I look back at that 1918 season, back with the Spanish flu, and scrolled through there. I saw that a lot of teams did cancel. I mean, a lot of conferences did cancel. There was about 25 big-time college football programs playing. Doesn't sound like a lot. There were also about 25 military bases where they actually – the government actually encouraged the naval bases to field teams as kind of war training. So really unique there. But it's been done. So we pulled it off then. If you look back at that flu actually targeted the youth and the adolescent age group. This one obviously targets the elderly. So they were able to get it done then. Now we can argue if that was right or wrong, but it's been done before. So and that's 100 years ago with worse technology back then. So you'd hope that there's a push to find a safe and feasible way here.
Yeah. Boy. I really hoped on Tuesday, yesterday, that the Big Ten would at least postpone things. A part of me thought they might. Uh-huh. I really thought that they would step back, give it a little bit of time. I have yet to hear an explanation why on Tuesday, with still some time, some wiggle room. Now, we're running low on time. I understand that. But why they felt necessary to just cancel it that seemingly early.
Yeah, and, they gave Commissioner Kevin Warren a 20-minute platform there on Big Ten Network, his home network there. They fielded him, some – easy but open questions there, and he really failed to give us any insights at all. There were no specifics. It was almost like watching a corporate CEO just use some business buzzwords and get out of there without really saying anything. So that was a botched moment right there. That would have been a chance that, hey, if we do have some medical data, let's share it for the good of the country. Here it is, X, Y, and Z. Here's the stats. Here's the numbers. Here's exactly why we felt it was unsafe. But also why it's safe to have 60,000 on campus and to have 20-hour practice weeks. So, again, nothing was shown on that conference call, and we know less about it now than we did. So, yeah, I agree with you. There's questions there. Didn't have to be done yet, but here we are. It's just, I don't know. I wonder if it digs back to the liability issue, but I just don't know why practice would be allowed and games not. So there's so many questions unanswered. It's a bad look for the Big Ten. I thought actually one of the only only strong leader voices we heard actually was on Monday with Scott Frost coming out and saying, you know what, here's how I believe in. The players believe in it. It's a safe environment for them. And I loved how Nebraska as a state had so much unity. I mean, the players, the head coach, the AD, president, the chancellor, even the senator got involved there, wrote a nice letter. So it was nice to see some form of leadership there.
When they talk about practice, are they just talking about weight room? I mean, it's not real football application, is it?
It said drill work. Drill work was one of the quotes. So to me, that sounds like they're running reps of things in their training facilities. So I don't know. I mean, we'll probably learn more about it, but that was a Barry Alvarez quote saying,
right,
20-hour work weeks, practice weeks with drill work. So I don't know why that would be any different, but we'll see.
Yeah, we're not playing for another year, but let's get excited in drill work. There you go. There you go. Here is another item. before the 2019 season, one of the critiques on Justin Fields was he's really not played quarterback in very many games. His high school career was very limited with quarterback starts or quarterback games. Didn't play that whole first year because of Jake Fromm. And he's really just not played that much. And, of course, he had an incredible sophomore year at Ohio State. That's not to be debated. I guess we go back to the he's only had 1 year of college football as a quarterback, in essence, as he prepares for the NFL.
Yeah, that's crazy because when you look at that freshman year at Georgia, they didn't really use him as a true quarterback. They put him in there in wildcat situations. I remember thinking, man, let him throw the ball. Let's see what we have. But it was a lot of wildcat and one-dimensional play calling there. So, yeah, it's really just been the one season. Now, another point to talk about is, you know, Fields, at least he had that Heisman candidate season. I saw Joey Burrow put out a tweet saying if this happened last year, he'd be looking for a sales job or something because that's an example of a guy who really took advantage of his final season and really burst out. Who knows who that could have been this year? That's what I'm really most upset about for these college football seniors and the high school seniors, too, who are losing out on their final chances to play the game. I mean, losing games is tough, but being robbed of that opportunity is even worse. It's just you wonder who would have broken out in their final season. So it's just tough all around. A good point on Fields. At least he does have that one Heisman caliber season. We know his ceiling now. Now, I don't know if that applies to the pros, but at least we got to see him at his peak.
Another note is Ohio State was a national championship legit contender. Might have won the thing this year.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get even by their standards, you don't get many of those.
Absolutely. I mean, this was a team, and they were hungry, too, because last year you could argue, you know, they were right there with Clemson. That could have gone either way. Would they have beat LSU? Who knows? But a lot of that team was back. They had the top offensive line. They had Fields, the only returning Heisman candidate. This defense littered with five stars and future NFL players. So another point about Ohio State, you know, if the Big Ten goes forward with this spring ball, which I think is just kind of a pie in the sky, it's a thing right now, but just say they go to spring, I think a lot of that team sits out and goes pro. I mean, why would Fields risk it? I think you have your quarterback gone. You have Trey Sermon, the running back, gone. Most of that O-line gone. Chris Olave, the star receiver, would sit out and go pro. Probably half the defense, too. So, yeah, that was, again, it's tough to see, but that 2020 Ohio State team was playoff caliber. And even for the blue blood programs, that doesn't come around often. So, a shame there for them.
Brett Ciancia of Pick 6 Previews. Tell everybody how they can get your information.
Yeah, so at Pick 6 Previews on Twitter. I'm covering this all throughout the year. Going to get creative this fall if we don't have a season, but loving every second of it. And pick6previews.com. So those are the two ways to find me, and I'll be here every Wednesday. So excited to keep talking with you, Bill. And hopefully we get some better news next week to talk about.
Absolutely. Have a good week. We'll see you next Wednesday.
You too. Thanks.
Appreciate it very much. We need the break here. Top of the hour, Blake Ruffino will join us from down in Louisiana. Berg a little bit later on this show where P5 leagues are canceling. Amazing times we're in. Hard to grasp all of this. It really is. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Starting to bog down at times here on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Watching it build through Mount Juliet right on schedule on I-40 westbound. As you come past 840 all the way into Hermitage, we've seen some radar out here this morning. Make sure you slow it down. Bars Music City Soul Food is open behind that Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB near that Chick-fil-A. Check them out online at barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
We'll be right back. This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
The Braves and Yankees meet in the Bronx today. Yankees with a 9-8 win over the Braves yesterday. The Braves have dropped two straight. They're the $1.42 road underdog. The Yankees are laying $1.52 as a favorite, 9-4. Flat at Yankee Stadium. The NASCAR Cup Series this week, road course racing at Daytona, the Go Bowling 235, Chase Elliott and Martin Truex Jr. are the plus 350 co-favorites. Kevin Harvick, Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, and Kyle Busch are all 7-1. PGA Tour Wyndham Championship in Greensboro, Webb Simpson is the 10-1 favorite. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
to. Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on DeMumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Thunderstorms and a high of 90. Thunderstorms tonight, low 72. More thunderstorms tomorrow, high 89. And tomorrow night, a chance of thunderstorms, low 72. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Rob in the 210 on Twitter. Bill, the new Power Five consists of the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12, the AAC, and the Sun Belt. Hashtag Fun Belt. Hashtag Balls of Steel. Hashtag B1G Gutless and Nutless. I like that. Rod says that Shelley says, Rod's in Texas, he's a big Buckeye though. Shelley Meyer says in that video, Urban is on a boat. So the guy in the background, I guess, had been swimming. He's in swimming trunks. Now, you can only see from the waist up. Still was kind of weird, though, right? But I believe Shelley on this one. He also says, Bill, the B1G, if you don't know what that is, that's the Big Ten. For those of you who need translation, Commissioner is a deer in the headlights in his job. The president's bill canceled the season. Every alumni that I know just stopped their donations. Big Ten now, basically, Bill, equals the MAC. Yeah, if I'm a sugar daddy booster, who's the big booster? Les Wexner. At Ohio State, he's a billionaire. Billions and billions. I don't know what he's thinking at all, but I mean, if I'm involved with the university and I'm writing checks, I stop them. If I'm part of the Big Ten, any of those schools, or the Pac-12, I say, bleep you. Bye-bye. That's what I say. Karen. Bill, when the dust settled yesterday, college football only lost one relevant team. And that is the OH team, the OHIO team. Well, that was – now Penn State was going to be good this year. I don't know if they were a natty threat, but they were going to be good. Something that is not an original thought, but I still can't quite square it up. Why would the Big Ten and leaderless Kevin Warren issue a schedule and then totally panic about 3-4 days later? And nothing changed at all between those moments. The virus was still the virus. Get that virus. Virus gonna get you. Broke out that window. That's my Jeff in the Borough. That's the only impersonation I have. It's moderately decent. Okay? I know I'm not good at that. It's the only one I got. When you only have one trick, you just use it, right? Yeah, what changed between here's our Big Ten schedule, Ohio State and Michigan, by the way, they're going to play October 24th. Remember that was, we were going through the various teams and, hey, they moved that thing to almost midway. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And then just a couple of days later, particularly over the weekend, panic set in. Anonymous sources tell me that college football is all but done. And then you had the Monday where every reporter tried to win the story. So the Detroit Free Press, I guess, can now claim, well, we had it. We just front-loaded. Have you ever heard the term? You ever heard the term in the stock market? Front-loading. What that is you have a stock that you like, but you're waiting on it. You're waiting for a certain moment. You're waiting for a certain, maybe another drop. Whether you're right or wrong, you see a setup and you like it. And let's say you don't wait for it. You go ahead and buy it. It's called front loading. That could be good because you got in advance. It could also be bad if you're wrong, right? So I guess we could call reporters who jump out and use the anonymous sources and say this is going to happen and cite votes that did not happen. So they get it wrong initially, and then it ends up being the case, front-loading. I guess that's what we saw on Monday. There was a ton of misreporting on Monday, tons of it. But they were front-loading, I guess. So the guy, and remember now, yesterday on the show, Griff told us he knows the guy at the Free Press, the Detroit Free Press. I don't even know who he is. I don't know the name. Said, Bill, the guy's a good reporter. Things can happen. So I don't know what happened behind the scenes. When they went with the story, it's over. But I guess there's a new term right there. You can front load a story. Now, again, if it turns out right, you've got your excuse. Hey, you know what? I was early. That day didn't turn out well. But guess what? The end game had me right. Just saying. Anyways, front loading's a new term. And apparently it's a new item. Blake Ruffino when we come back. Hour number two. Omni.